I'm Rhonda, and I'm funny about money. And today I want to talk to you about a financial book review that I'm doing. So, sit tight, we'll go over this book. The title of today's book is Everything You Need to Know About Personal Finance in 1,000 Words. And the author is CJ Carlson. Now, I discovered this book on, of course, Amazon because I have a Kindle and I am a huge Amazon fan. And everyone who knows me knows that. So let's get right into this book because there are some opinions that I definitely have on it. I've made note cards. I know. So to start with, it is literally 5 short chapters. If this was a paper book, it would look more like a pamphlet. And it kind of would make a fantastic blog post, maybe. But unfortunately, it is a very general and vague book overall. So let me just start off with its short little chapter 1. The name of chapter 1 is Spending. Something I do agree with is the author says not to use credit cards. I agree with that, but if you do use credit cards, the author states to pay them off monthly. However, I think you should pay it off as quickly as possible. So if you are, say, traveling out of town and using your credit card, then so be it. But make sure that you don't spend more than what you could pay off as soon as you got home to make that payment. You want to pay it off quickly. I have a credit card to a certain store that I use because of reward points. And as soon as I get home, I take the receipt, I go into my bank, and I send the money right on over. I don't want to incur any interest charges or any fees or anything else like that. So that's why I go ahead and handle it that way. So be careful what you purchase with a credit card if you use them. Some people just should not even use them. And I do agree with some people not using them, but the author doesn't say that. And I think he should say that some people shouldn't even use credit cards because if you use them, they're just so easy to just get out of hand. And that's something you should be careful with. So also in chapter 1, the author says not to track your spending on every penny. I couldn't disagree more. And the author actually contradicts himself a little bit later on in the book with this viewpoint that he has on not tracking your spending. It's basically he's saying don't budget. Don't worry about every little penny that you spend. However, if you're super financially strapped, you're definitely going to worry about every penny that you're spending. So he also says not to buy things you can't afford. I'm not allowed to say what my reaction was to that. Let's just say no and an S word. Yes. Really? Don't buy things you can't afford? Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. We know. Okay? All right. And here's one thing that I like where he's going, but I don't necessarily agree is good. He says, think only 60 seconds about small purchases and 24 hours for large ones. Huh. No. No. What do you consider small? What do you consider large? You may need to put some research and effort and time. You know, you don't just run out and buy a car or a house. Those are large, quite large purchases. And in my house, we consider anything over $100 to be considerably a chunk of change. I actually, in my brain, think anything over 20 bucks is a little much. So you just need to slow down and think, do you really need that? Do you really want it? I'm a big fan of putting off the purchase. Let's just wait and see how long do I really need it? And will I change my mind later? Okay. Chapter 2, saving. I'm all about it. I agree that start saving early is the best way. The sooner you start saving in life, the more money you're going to accrue as long as you don't take that out and spend it. That's a given. We all know that. Now, I'm in my 40s, so it's a little late start. But it doesn't mean you can't, right? What if you're in your 30s, 20s? The sooner the better. It doesn't matter. He says to have 6 months in savings, 6 months of expenses and living expenses in savings. I agree with that. What I disagree about is how he goes about telling you how to do things. And he's not really detailed. Once again, it's a very, very short book, as it is intended. But I feel like it's just more of a, look, here's a sample of my writing, than an actual, here's how to help your life book. So what I disagree on is, says to take what you spend, subtract that from your income, and then save the rest. That's not a very good saving strategy. And the only time that really works is in the beginning when you first start and you're budgeting and you really don't have a lot of money because, you know, the house payment is due and food is a thing. Yeah, I understand. Then, in that time, in the beginning, you know, you do what you can. If you can only save 10 bucks a week, save 10 bucks a week, 10 bucks a month, 10 bucks a month. I'm fine. But when you reach a point where you can start by taking 20, 30% of your income off your paycheck, it's always better to do it that way because you will find a way to make it work, you know. And I'm not saying set yourself up where bill collectors are banging on your door and repossessing your vehicle. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying get yourself in a position. That's what it's all about. So, but he didn't just say to save 20% a month, you know. So, I don't understand. Also, I forgot to add this. In this chapter, I'm going to read this quote about using a budget and saving. See, I told you he goes into it. I agree with that. But he says use a budget. Here is a quote from the author C.J. Carlson. Budgeting helps you understand spending habits, develop structure to help you save every month, and allows you to pivot and adjust your spending habits in order to reach your savings goals. Now, I agree with this statement wholeheartedly. That's why when he says don't track every penny, but then he turns around and tells you to budget, I'm thinking, okay, why is he contradicting himself? It's a little conflicting. And I think you can budget properly, and then you can set yourself, you know, a spend section. Like, I have a weekly allowance. I don't, but you can just say that. I have a weekly allowance of 20 bucks. I can spend it on whatever I want. That's budgeting. Okay? That's budgeting. So if you budget your loss money, then that's budgeting. That works. Okay? You have to do what works for you. All right? So let's go into chapter 3. That making more money is a positive thing. Trust me, I agree with that. I also believe that life is short and we have to think about the decisions that we're making. So while we want to earn more money, we don't want to be there from 8 a.m. till 8 a.m. till 8 a.m. till 8 a.m. You do need to have a life, I understand. But I'm a big fan of making more money. The only thing here is he says, keep learning. I agree with that. Work on yourself. Always. That's a given. Start a side business. That's what a lot of people say. Cut back on TV and internet surfing. Because really those are just kind of time sucking. So I understand why he says that. I agree with some of that. That's okay. What I disagree with is that this section is really vague, of course, because it's only 1,000 words, and just general information and kind of information everybody kind of already knows. It doesn't really offer any ideas or any experience or knowledge on how you go about earning more money. You know, he doesn't talk about asking for a raise. He just talks about improving your skills so that you can get a raise. Well, some people can't financially afford to pay to go to class and things like that. What can they do instead? Like, what are their options? And he doesn't even explain anything like that. No details whatsoever. Just here, go get more money, do a side gig, you know, the usual. Chapter 4, investing. I agree with using any and all opportunities at work, like the author says, to use your 401k plan. And if where you work offers that, absolutely. You should definitely have that. That's pre-tax, you know, income. So if you're able to get enough of that chunk off, it lowers your amount that you pay in taxes. Something's better than nothing. I'm a big fan of something is better than nothing. Okay? I believe in that. However, unfortunately, the author doesn't go into any other savings things. Like, some people could be conservative and just get CDs at the bank or something, which that's not the best way to increase your money. But some people may need that type of an investment to keep them from accessing their money. But if you do a 6 month, a year, 2 year, 3 year CD, you know, if you do a 6 month one, then say you lost your job, you had 6 months of income saved up. At the end of 6 months, you would have that CD and you would have access to that money. So that sort of thing, that's real life and I understand, you know, but once again, something is better than nothing and you want to do the best that you can with what you have and then go from there. That's all you can do, honestly, right? So the author fails to discuss or mention other methods of investing. And I feel like now we have things like Acorns, Stash, things like that you could use. And, you know, I know this book was written a few years ago, but maybe they could update it. It is a Kindle book after all. I mean, I feel like he could have at least made a list or something, you know, to cut back on his word count. So, chapter 5, Make Life Simple. I agree with that. I'm a huge fan of the KISS theory. Keep it simple, stupid. Totally. Try to keep it simple. And really take a step back and say, am I making this money thing more complicated than it has to be? Now, make things simple. I agree. Automatic deposits. I'm a fan. I actually do this. I have an auto deposit for my investments, and it just takes it out every week. And I like it. It's just a little bitty, tiny amount. And, you know, you can start off with $5 a week auto. You can afford that. Stop drinking the coffee. We'll do that one later. What I disagree is his auto bill pay. Now, I know people who do auto bill pay, and it works out fine. And if you make enough money where you don't spend more money, then you're doing better anyway. But I'm talking to the person who is literally down to the nitty-gritty and can barely even afford ramen noodles. If you set your stuff up on auto bill pay, you might go spend money and not know how much that bill is going to be, like your water bill, your electric bill, you know, your credit card bill could vary. You know, all these variables are in play, and the more variables you have, the less control you have of what's going on. Right? So I think you should probably be more on a using your bill pay from your bank, and you be more in control of what's going on. In conclusion of his book, he even has conclusion, so it was more like an essay. Yeah, essay. Conclusion. I feel that this author could have done better. And I feel like this makes a nice outline for a book. Those are the words that I told my friend. I was like, it makes a good outline for a book, but it's not really a good book. I don't recommend reading this book because it's about a waste of 5 to 10 minutes of your time, depending on if you can push through. I remember being stuck on chapter 2 going, I don't think I can go any further. But I had to in order to do this review. I had to push through. And I really do wish I could get my 5 to 10 minutes back. And that's how you're most likely going to feel after it. And when you look this book up on Goodreads and Amazon and such, it is a free download. I do like that. I love free download books. However, your quality may not be as good. And unfortunately, this could have been a better book. This author does have other titles available to read. And my friend said that I should read them and review them as well. And maybe I will, but just after reading this, I kind of don't want to. Like, reading this book by this author, thinking this could be better. And if this is a representation of his writing, of his other books, I'm not really kind of interested because I just don't feel that this book was a useful book. I don't feel that it's worth the time, and it wasn't, to me, very useful. There are other books that you could be reading that may be better. And the fact is, there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of personal finance books. Oh my gosh, where do we start? This one, to me, is just a total waste of time. And the author should either just take it away, use it for a blog, or, I don't know, rewrite it and make it more than 1,000 words and do a better job. And that's really all I have to say about it. And I'm sorry that I didn't love this book, because I love it when I love a book. And there are some finance books that I have read that I do love, and I will be reviewing those. So if you like my reviews, don't like my reviews, love me, hate me, don't really care, hit the subscribe and like button. And thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you again soon.